The NCDOT has hired an outside firm to review its $650 million contract to build toll lanes on I-77 north of Charlotte. At the same time, the DOT is also asking the public for feedback on the project. WFAE's David Borax reports.
The DOT will pay Mercator Advisors $100,000 to scrutinize the contract with Spanish construction giant Cintra. Transportation Secretary Jim Trogdon promised the review in a meeting with local officials last month, says DOT spokeswoman Jennifer Thompson.
Secretary Trogdon is keeping that pledge by having this company take another look at it and do an in-depth review of the contract. Probably late this summer, we expect to see a final report.
Thompson says the DOT also is asking for public comments on the project. Those can be submitted through the DOT's I-77 Express Lanes website. The DOT says it chose Mercator because of its independence and experience. Mercator advises transportation officials on financing big construction projects and hasn't been involved in the I-77 contract. But the company has worked with Cintra in the past. Thompson says it was on a toll project in Texas.
That was within the past 10 to 12 years, and the only involvement that they did have on that particular project was regarding the federal loan application, very small part of the project.
Still, opponents of the toll lanes are uncomfortable with the choice. Kurt Noss leads the anti-toll group Widen I-77, which has sued NCDOT to stop the toll lanes.
They are in the business of advising public-private partnerships, like the ones that are on the I-77 toll lanes. And what we were hoping for was not an advocate of this type of business model, but a skeptic. We think that's who should be reviewing this.
Meanwhile, NCDOT is also in the midst of another review, taking a look at complaints about a high number of wrecks in the I-77 work zone. A report on that could come this week. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.